This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Summer goes, fall arrives, the Hawks return. And it all starts this weekend. On Friday on this show, we're going to do a Hawks extravaganza. We're going to do a Hawkapalooza. You guys are going to be joined by Judd Surratt.
Yes.
And you are going to do a Hawks convention kickoff.
Yes.
With special guests. And one lucky caller will get a chance to spend the weekend with Coach Q and the Dells.
Yes.
No, that's not true.
No.
That's not true. But Coach Q is standing by right now. But it's going to be a big show on Friday. We kick off the convention with my friend Coach Q. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Welcome back.
Well, it's good to be back, and I look forward to this weekend. And we got prospect and development camp here going on right now too. So it's been a fun week, and look forward to seeing everybody at the Hilton there this week. So it's fun getting back in the swing of things in the middle of the summer.
Now, you've done this year after year after year now, but it never fails, and so have I. But it never fails to amaze me because John McDonough invented this thing. He invented the fan convention back with the Cubs. And what year, Dave? Was that 85, 86?
Oh, I think, wow, probably somewhere in the
mid to late 80s.
Yeah.
And every team does this now. Every team does it. But McDonough invented it, and the McDonough brand of this is huge. And when you think of from the first year, Coach, when you took over to now, it's just this town loves the Chicago Blackhawks. And there are no more fervent fans than the ones that buy their tickets the moment they're announced. It'll be there this weekend. It's got to be fun for you guys.
It's a fun weekend. You see the enthusiasm, how passionate our fans are, and it's amazing. No matter where you go, whether they're watching the scrimmages yesterday or walking through airports, they're everywhere. We got a great allegiance. We're very appreciative and spoiled in a lot of ways, and we have the fans come out over the course of the weekend here and come from everywhere as well. So it's a good chance for them to get to see some of the guys up close and. Sometimes get a chance to share a story or two, but we're fortunate to have the fans we do have, and it's fun in the middle of the summer getting to visit with everybody and sharing some of our stories as well.
Well, yeah, this is traditionally the off season in your game when your bosses first threw this idea at you, Joel, about getting everybody together in the middle of July in Chicago for a celebration of hockey. What were you thinking?
Well, I hadn't seen it before, so I didn't know what to think. So I was looking forward to it, and then you saw exactly how it all played out, and the excitement of the fans and the passion that they showed to the team, and it's a great welcoming format for players that just like a couple of guys that just recently signed, new to the organization, they get to experience it right off the bat, something they probably never seen before as well. So it's a it's a great feeling. It's almost like when you hear the anthem, you get that same chills up your body, and it's a special feeling, and you're not going to capture that in other markets or other teams, and we're fortunate in a lot of ways.
So this is the official fast track now for work, I would think, right? I mean, you're back in business pretty much every day for you.
We're getting close to that time. We got the World Cup that's keeping us busy as well. We got that on the forefront. We'll miss some of the training camp ourselves, but the whole month of September will be devoted to the World Cup, and it'll be exciting for a number of teams and a number of our players. We're going to have several guys there, and we're all representing almost every country and all different opportunities. So it'll be fun for some guys too to get exposure to that type of a format and that type of a pace. And the best teams in the world or best players in the world all together in a tight format. It'll be fun to be a part of. And at the same time, we're still thinking about our team and we'll see how that looks. But we're certainly excited about how our team's going to fare and look come September and then looking forward to getting off to a great start when we begin.
You've had your prospects camp going this week. Anybody catch your eye?
I saw them for the first time. I just got here yesterday, saw them all for the first time. Several guys. I was watching some guys a little bit more. The the entry-level group there, more of the guys that some of them we've seen already, and some guys that Kepney was on the ice for the first time mm-hmm. yesterday. I was intrigued with him. And, you know, and when viewing, it's tough to really get a good opinion. And, you know, hopefully things, you know, some guys, the secure kid jumped out of me because I saw him 2 years ago. He's a little guy, and I really liked his progress over last year to this year. And but I could talk about a number of guys, and then they all have their own good stories. And hopefully, you know, we get a chance to coach all these guys. I know that last year we had so many guys called up that maybe they didn't think they were going to have this chance. And all of a sudden, here they are playing for the Blackhawks. But the reality is real for these guys, and the opportunity is tremendous. And hopefully we get a chance to coach them all.
The prospect camp, there are the kids, and then there's Grandpa Soupy. What are your thoughts on having Campbell back?
I think it's great. I'm very happy. And you know what? The way he played the last year, a couple of years, he's got some company in that department with hosts anyways. But he had a couple of tremendous years.
Yeah, he did.
And he had great years in Florida from the outset. And I thought his best was right over the last couple of years. So we think he's on the right path to having to continue on to have another great year. And that his pace and his speed, he doesn't look like he slowed down and fast. It looks like he's even faster. So I think we got a great player. He's got a great appetite to be back here. Can help us in a lot of ways. Our back end this year can be righted with him coming back. Kepney, hopefully he can take advantage of it. And some of the depth we have. So I think that's an area that we felt that we would like to shore up. And he definitely fills a big gap and void for us.
Yeah, and you think of Brad Richards coming back a couple of years ago for less money. Soup could have made more money elsewhere. He wants to be here. He lives here. He's got a couple of little kiddos. And he wants a shot at another cup, man. But you got a guy that's 37 who's played in the league as long as he has, who's that hungry. I mean, that's got to be a great player for you.
I think it's great. We're fortunate. I mean, it took it definitely a haircut to come and play for us and get back here. I know that's our ambition is to win a championship together, and that's his motivation as well. So I think that a lot of similar goals, but his experience of being here and other places as well can be helped and shared in a lot of ways, getting back into that locker room and being part of the leadership group, and I'm happy to have him part of it again.
Way the schedule sets up for you this year, it's going to be, again, you got a lot of those games bunched closely together, much like you had a couple of years ago. You've been through this before. Will you kind of approach it the same way, Joel, where you adjust your practice or no practice, knowing that you've got three games in four nights or situations where you have a lot of games in 1 week?
Yeah, we definitely we look at our schedule beforehand, but we're flexible in how we allocate days off. One thing is the changes of the rules here recently, where we have to give the players 4 days off before the month begins. Before, we used to give them out as we went along, and sometimes surprise and making them earn them was part of the incentive. But that's changed a little bit. But we feel having guys fresh and ready and max out during games is what we're all about. And then staying as fresh as possible by giving them time away, and whether they were at the rink, working in the gym, and sometimes staying off the ice is the best medicine. But we go on a field basis as we progress each and every month and over the course of a season. But we are always going to have busy stretches, and so we'll see how we put it all together. But it's certainly we feel that everybody's way better off, and the performance is reflective of that by sometimes staying away from the rink.
Now, are you cool with everything that's going on this weekend? The Coach Q dunk tank, everybody filled you in on that, right?
They might have filled up the dunk tank, but you got to get the right guy.
Well, looking forward to seeing you, man. I know it's and the thing is, look, the coach is lucky. The players are lucky. They're doing what they want and what they love. They're well compensated for it. They're cheered every night. But I'm telling you, it's a big deal in 2016 for this era of professional athletes to make the commitment the Blackhawks organization does to say thank you to the fans. And that's what this weekend is about. And thank you to you and your staff and your guys for stepping up, because, as you know, a lot of guys wouldn't.
Well, we appreciate that, Steve. And guys, look forward to having some fun, seeing one another once again, and you know, getting to share, whether it's signing an autograph, taking a picture, telling a story, and in some of the different settings there. It makes for a fun weekend for the players as well, and a little bit of reminiscing as well. We've had some fortunate summers here over the last few years, and this summer we had a little bit more time away, and so they'll be I'm sure the guys will be looking forward to seeing one another again as well.
And itchy to get back. Thanks, man. Hang on 1 second off the air. I got to tell you something off the air. It's a dirty joke I heard that I think you'll like. And then I'll let you fly. Perfect. Stand by.
Okay.
Really? Well, now share with the rest of
us.
He's
a busy man. He's
I've got something I got to say to him. It's not a dirty joke.